Chapter 6 Monsters. They cut the tall tree with the Tin Man's axe and pushed it over the abyss. The top of the tree reached the other side. It was a perfect bridge for them. Slowly, the four friends walked across the tree. But when they arrived on the other side, they heard a noise behind them. They looked back and saw two monsters. The terrible monsters stood on the tree and started to cross it too. The lion trembled with fear, but he moved forward and said,
"Stand behind me and I'll protect you."
"No, they'll kill you,"
said the Tin Man.
"Let's run."
"But they can run faster than us,"
said the Scarecrow.
"We must stop them. Quick, let's cut the end of the tree."
The Tin Man cut the end of the tree. The monsters were almost across, and then the end broke. The tree and the monsters fell to the bottom of the abyss.
"That was a very clever solution, Scarecrow,"
said Dorothy.
"I can't believe you haven't got a brain. You're so intelligent."
The four friends continued to walk on the yellow brick road. The Tin Man heard a crunch. He looked under his foot. There was a dead insect.
"Oh no! I killed a poor little insect. I feel terrible now,"
he said, and started to cry. Soon he was stuck and squeaking again. Dorothy used the oil can on him and said to him firmly,
"You must stop that. We will finish all the oil, and then you'll be stuck for a long time."
"I know. I'll try,"
said the Tin Man.
"But I hate hurting any living creature, and I feel very sad. I must try to be very careful, because I haven't got a heart. Remember, there isn't anything in here."
Dorothy was confused. The Tin Man didn't have a heart, but he was more kind and gentle than many people with real hearts.